Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rochester High School. Tonight, the Lady Zebras are in a TRC matchup with the 3-3 Mequonnequah Braves. Zebras coming in with a record of 6-4. Randy Wynn, Johnny McCourty joins us tonight for a special broadcast in an early time as well, at 6 o'clock, kind of an odd time for a varsity, Johnny.
Warming up your varsity, you got to warm up the broadcasters, too. Usually there's time for a candy bar or something to drink and breaking in. Not tonight. Right to the floor for a tip and 20.
It'll be an interesting one as well. The Rochester Zebras coming off a big loss on a Saturday, 57-33, to a very good Lafayette Central Catholic team that really just shot the lights out and put heavy pressure on the guards. And Coach Jennings told me in the pregame show, you'll hear it here in a little bit, but the Zebras just did not handle well. They didn't look for the open person when they got into that bubble. And tonight, Mequonnequah is probably going to look to do a lot of the same thing.
Well, if you're Rochester right now, you're 6-4. That's good. You're above 500. Even better, you're 4-0 in conference play. You'll face a team who also hasn't lost a conference game, but they haven't played one just yet in Mequonnequah. But for Rochester, can you find that significant win? Can you beat somebody like a ranked Caston team who knocked them off early in the year? Can you play better against the Lafayette Central Catholic, who, by the way, also beat Northwestern, who beat Rochester? So for Rochester, everything's good on the top, but underneath, can they find something to help motivate them to maybe get the ball rolling a little bit better?
Well, you know, and he also talked a little bit in the pregame about the consistency. Do you think they're struggling right now with school being out, and the girls just not in a real routine? Practice times have been different throughout the season. When they're out of school, they kind of practice later because the kids have babysit siblings, so they kind of go in the later practice, where normally when they're in school, it's right after school. And so these girls, high school girls, teenage girls, have not really had a constant routine.
Routine is impossible for any of us to come by right now. For example, one game I had earlier this season, a team had a four-game winning streak. Sounded good. It took 4 weeks to have a four-game win streak. And for Rochester right now, points can be tough to come by. Now, they're playing good defense. They're holding teams around 50, but they're also scoring right around 50. They're only shooting in the mid-30s from the field, 24% from three. And the thing that would concern me the most, they're getting nearly 18 free throws per game. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. But they're only shooting 50% from the line. So if you get involved in some of these 1, 2, 3, and 4-point games, you may not win them because you lost them 15 feet from the basket.
Yeah, those free throws have definitely been the struggle this season for the Lady Zebras. The last couple of games have been better. But, man, early in the season, yeah, they definitely struggled. And you get, like you said, you get into these tight games. Yeah, free throws are going to be the killer for you.
And it's going to get tighter in conference play. Let's face it, 4-0 in conference, again, that sounds great. Those opponents are 2-9 combined in the conference. The Northfields, the Manchesters, they're still to come down the line.
Yeah, you still got Manchester, Valley, Northfield, like you said, Whitco. Always some tough ones as you go along. And the main thing is, I've always been told, and when I was coaching, it was defend the home court. And if you can't defend the home court in your conference, it's a long conference season, and the Lady Zebras have been able to do that this year. They have another opportunity tonight here on their own home court.
Supposed to have some help from people sitting a few feet away, but there won't be a lot of help here tonight because the crowds are still very much restricted.
We had a chance to talk to Brian Jennings of the Rochester Zebras. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back to the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Penobscot Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers alongside now Lady Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. And coach, here we are, game day, kind of a unique game day again. You know, we talked about all the different changes throughout the season, but here we are, a 6 o'clock varsity only start.
Yeah, everything changes daily, but at least we're playing. Yeah. And that's really kind of an issue that we're having right now, is just finding that consistency. You know, practice times are kind of varying in and out of school a little bit, schedule changes, and I really feel this team needs to find, you know, a happy home, practice days, practice times, games that don't get switched, and to get us really rolling on the right track. So hopefully after the new year we can get that going.
Let's first go back a little bit. Saturday you traveled to Lafayette Central Catholic for an afternoon game, and we knew going in that they were going to be very strong, only graduating one senior from last year.
Yeah, they're a very disciplined team. They run their offense well, get the shots that they want. You can't really force them into taking bad shots. And then with that five-guard lineup that they do, they really can put pressure on and play defense, and they do that without fouling. We just like to say they know how to get in your bubble. And when they get up close enough to you, it made our players uncomfortable enough that they were worried about the defender in front of them instead of where they needed to pass, how they needed to penetrate, do those things. And their pressure defense really took us out of the game.
Did that help you to get ready for tonight now? Obviously, not being able to practice a whole lot yesterday, kind of a quick practice and go through things. Was that pressure Saturday able to help you with what you might see tonight?
Well, it was just really good man-to-man pressure. And, you know, Coach Davis and I looked at our schedule for the next 6-7 games, and it's all potential teams that are going to play man-to-man defense against us. So yes, hopefully it helped us. Are we having a hard time replicating that in practice? Yes, we are. So as we go through, though, our next couple of weeks where we're going to face teams man-to-man, guess what? It's going to force us to play some man-to-man defense and work at that, because we want to get better at our man-to-man defense. It's just finding that time in practice to do that.
How do you do that? You know, we've talked in and out. The girls prefer the zone, and they feel more comfortable with it. How do you make that next step and say, hey, we've got to get outside our comfort zone?
Yeah, normally we, at least I try to teach man-to-man defense and take those principles over to the zone. So now I'm trying to get in my mind and doing it the reverse way. We're trying to take some of our zone things and convert them over to the man-to-man, which is really similar to do. And I really thought against Central Catholic, we had a couple of really good possessions defensively where we moved really well as a unit together and talked really well. So we took a few good defensive stances a couple of times out of there. It's just Central Catholic. They just bombed a three, and we dared them to do it, and they did it. So credit to them.
Tonight, the McConaughey Braves and another TRC matchup, and you really are sitting well at the top of the conference with a 4-0 mark. You know, now you're home. We've talked about how important it is to defend the home court.
Yeah, you know, this is a very important game for us. If we can go to 5-0 in the conference here, you know, a lot of teams have a lot of conference games to go yet, and they're going to come one right after the other where you're going to have a hard time preparing for some of those conference foes where we get at least half of them out of the way tonight, and we can really concentrate on the others.
Which, not to interrupt you, but this is McConaughey's first conference game as well.
Yeah, their first conference game, so, you know, we just got to keep plugging away, doing what we do, and control our own destiny in the conference with a win tonight.
McConaughey Braves, unfortunately, last year got you down at their place, and what I would call a very surprising output by the Lady Zebras. Did not play well at all last year down at McConaughey, and some of these kids remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's playing on the road in the TRC. So, you know, we went down there and didn't play well, but still it was a one-point game. And hopefully we can come back and kind of turn the tables, and maybe they won't play as well at our place tonight.
McConaughey got a new coach and some younger freshmen in here tonight. It'll be interesting to see what they bring.
Yeah, they really start with Lily Maple, their point guard. Extremely heads-up guard, really good in transition. And that's what we got to try to stop is their transition game tonight. And, you know, if we shoot the ball well and take care of the basketball and don't let them get too many trips in transition, I think we'll be pretty good.
Last time we were in a TRC matchup, it was North Miami, and the Lady Zebras really dominated the boards. Tonight, I think the same thing needs to happen for you to be successful.
Yeah, and they have some good post players. They got two really strong post players inside. The Merritt girl, and I can't think of the other girl's name right now, but a really strong post player. And then they bring the Merritt girl's sister, that's a freshman, off the bench, who is 6'2", and she's every bit of it, too, from what I can see on film. So our posts are going to have our hands full. We got to win the boards tonight.
What do you see as one of the must-haves for the Lady Zebras to be victorious?
We have to be patient on offense a little bit. I think the more we can make them work on defense and find the shots we want, kind of like what Central Catholic did to us, I think we'll be okay. I still think we'll have a good, strong presence inside. I really like to see some of our wings and guards try to drive and get to the basketball and be a little bit more aggressive tonight.
Five starters.
We're going to go with the same as the last couple of games. We probably will go to our bench fairly early. We've had some good bench play lately. But we'll start with Anna Haudichel at the point, Sid Hawes and Caitlin Rogers at the wings, Leslie Thomas and Emily Hughes the post.
Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you.
Brian Jennings of the Rochester Zebras back with more of the pregame. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Giant FM Sports, RTC TV4.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things. Like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School tonight, the TRC matchup between the McCaughaw Braves and the Rochester Zebras. As you heard Coach Jennings say there, Donnie, that the Lady Zebras, he'd like to see the guards penetrate a little more, and that is something that we have not seen much of the Lady Zebras, is that penetration from the guards and maybe either getting to the foul line or kick out for an open shot in the wing.
Maybe get some better looks at three. 33% of the field goal attempts for Rochester this year have been from three-point range. The problem is they're making less than that percentage. They're only making about 24%. So even if you're getting good-looking threes, this team obviously is built as well to get to the free throw line. They've done that very well this year. Manufacture some points and do what you just said. You can always kick for the three. That shot's always there. See if you can get something going to the basket.
Coming in tonight, the McConaughey Lady Braves, you heard Coach Jennings mention Lily Maple, and she really is their leader tonight, 15.5 points per game, and really she had a great game down there as a sophomore last year against the Zebras. So really the McConaughey Braves kind of go as she goes, and then Wilson feeds off of that.
Maple is a stat stuffer, along with the points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2.5 steals per game. She is the catalyst for what new head coach Terry West wants to be, an up-tempo offense. Even if they have to settle in the half court, Terry West has a long history at every stop, including the ones where he was an assistant coach for his daughter, Corey West, who was an all-star player at Newcastle. They want to move. They want to run. And you know what? Lily Maple is a good place to get that started. But now can they keep the balance? Last year she had games of 28 against North Miami, lost.
Yeah.
Games against Frankton, very good Frankton team, but 29, lost.
Yeah.
Didn't get enough help. Can this step up by McConaughey, 20 wins in the past 2 years compared to 20 wins in the 7 before that, can they keep that kind of momentum going? They've got Maple around for one more year after this to make sure they do.
Well, they also have the Merritt girls, and you heard Coach Jennings talk about bringing in the freshman Merritt, Lauren Merritt, 6'2", and boy, if they can get that running game going and then be able to feed into the post as they need to slow it down and work, well, you got a 6'2 player, boy, you got good things to start with, because you don't get many of those in girls basketball.
How many times have you heard a coach say you can't teach size? And it does make a difference. And yeah, I think 6'2 is a fair measurement for what we've seen during warm-ups right now.
Well, you know, she's got a little basketball IQ as well, as her dad is the boys coach at McConaughey. So definitely been around the game, have her and her sister Alexandria, a junior, a 5'10 junior on the club, and obviously a starter. So they've got the IQ. Now if they can just put it all together with their teammates.
And now they have the momentum in this series. Back-to-back wins after really getting pummeled during their early days as a conference member in the TRC.
If you're Rochester and you're looking at that, you know, how do you look at the stat? I mean, obviously coaches don't necessarily look back at history or what's happened, because everything changes, but in the back of your mind, that's there. Some of these kids have played these last 2 years. They've been starters, the Rogers and Thomases that have started for the Zebras. They remember that. We need to win against McConaughey.
They need a close win, too.
Yep.
Rochester has the win over Wabash. That's really the only win that goes into the close category. They drop a 4-point decision against Caston. And check myself, they did get the overtime win over North Jetson, their season opener. Yeah, let's face it.
That seems like such a long time ago, though.
Years ago. If you're Rochester, again, the toughest part of the conference schedule is still to come. There are 5 teams without a loss in conference play right now, including McConaughey, who hasn't played. But it's not like Rochester, even though they're 4-0, is alone atop the conference. There are others waiting.
Yeah, I mean, you right now you're looking at it, Tybee Valley, Northfield, Manchester, all 2-0, and then you get into the ones that have played, Southwood, Peru, 1-2, 1-3. But Macaqua, oh, no game, first one. North Miami is one game. Mm-hmm. Wabash, Whitco have only played three apiece. So, yeah, there's still a lot of TRC to be played.
Let's hope we play.
This being the last TRC game before the before we get to the to the first of the year. So this would be a good one too, going into that Christmas break. If you can get this TRC victory here tonight,
get a little bit of momentum. We've talked about it. Right now, winners of 5 of 7, winners of 3 of their past 4, but getting on a roll, even when you're winning ball games, because you start, you stop. Hey, tonight we're not playing. Hey, tomorrow we're going to practice at a different time because the boys need the gym because they're not playing a game, so their practice time is scheduled. It's such an odd time, and to feel good about what you're doing, it's a difficult thing right now.
Tonight the Lady Zebras again in the Macaqua Braves. Then the Lady Zebras have a little time off. They won't play again until next Tuesday and Wednesday at the tournament down in Twin Lakes, as they will take on Kankakee Valley. So a big 3A school there and doing well as well.
Those holiday tournaments, you know, you get to those and all of a sudden you think, oh, the gym is quiet. It's a noon game, so mom and dad couldn't make it. They had to work. Maybe grandma came and she doesn't come to the evening games because she doesn't get out after dark. All those things are happening right now.
Right.
So that holiday tournament's going to feel very much like the game we're broadcasting here tonight.
So that will be Tuesday night, a game, and then they'll play two on Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon, and then they could play late again in the evening. They could play early in the evening. You just never know, and that's the other tough part about it, those tournaments like that, when you're going and depending on win or lose, when you slide into that next spot.
That's a blitz of games, too. I mean, 2-1 day is normal.
Right.
3-1 day, that's out of the norm.
Well, to add to that, after that tournament, coming up on the second Saturday, they go to Warsaw for a two-game tournament with Warsaw. And those drawings just came out today, and the Lady Zebras drew Warsaw in the first game there.
And they could see North Judson again.
Again, yes, because Chesterton's the other team in there, and Chesterton playing well. And you know, right? So yeah, you could see a Chesterton or North Judson. Either way, it's you're going to have a battle in that second game as well.
Well, we've come to the point in girls' season where really coaches should be comfortable with knowing who they've got.
Yeah.
They should be comfortable knowing the rotation. They should be comfortable knowing that this girl is going to average 8 points per game, and she's going to get it because she gets 10 one night and she gets 7 the next. There's a lot of questions for coaches right now because they haven't had a normalcy either. And it's hard to have a full definition of what your basketball team is going to be when you start and stop and do the things that we have been doing.
Well, right now we're at 10 games. Within a week's time, we're going to be 6 games more on the Rochester Zebras. So, I mean, real quickly, it's taken us a month and a half to get 10 games. And now within a week's time, we're going to add almost half that many.
What have you heard coaches go, I'm tired of practicing? That's not something you get very often. There are some coaches now who just want their kids to go play.
Yeah.
Just go play.
Right now here at Rochester High School, you've heard the ad going on all week, and you've heard John Adams talk about the Link Townsend benefit. They are now drawing the winners of the Link Townsend benefit raffle, so we'll see if we can't get those for you as well here and announce those as the broadcast goes on here tonight. So I did hear him say that they sold over 2,400 tickets.
Wow.
For the Link Townsend benefit, and that was just in like a week and a half sprint time. So I know Justin Pearson of the FFA, who was spearheading that up, was very happy about that. So we'll see if we can't get these winners, but 2,400 tickets, that's great.
Is it true you were a little late this season because you were making room in the freezer?
I'm hoping, though. That's what the wife's home doing. I'd take either one of those, a quarter beef or half a pig. Especially with going to the grocery store right now. Phew. I wouldn't have to go for a while. Time now for the national anthem. We'll get this game underway. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at SmithSawyerINS.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School. Time now. Starting lineups.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Oh, there we go. Much better. No background needed on that one. Time now for the starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Please don't trash your future. Please recycle. First for the guest on the scoreboard, the Mocatawa Braves, again, coming in with a record of 3-3, coached by Mr. Terry West. Their starters include a 5'6 senior, number 10, Brianna Huwenthal, a 5'7 junior, number 12, Lily Maple, 5'2 senior, number 13, Madison Wilson, a 5'10 junior, number 20, Alexandria Merritt, and a 5'9 senior, number 30, Monica Moore, for the Mocatawa Braves. Your starting lineup for Brian Jennings and the Rochester Lady Zebras. 5'3 guard, number 3, Emma Hodeshaw. 5'10, a forward, a junior. Number 5, Lexi Thomas. A 5'6 sophomore. Number 12, Sydney Hawes. 6'1 junior. Number 20, Emily Hughes. And a 5'10 senior. Number 32, Caitlin Rogers. Again, the Zebras coming in 6-4, 4-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. Well, Johnny, here we are. Final thought before your first opportunity to take a look at the Lady Zebras.
Rebound. There will be shots missed in this game. Two teams shooting in the mid-30s. They're very similar across the board. Both shooting in the mid-20s from three. Both are shooting 50% from the line. There will be rebounds to be had. And just going by the roster alone, Rochester is a little bit behind the board as far as size goes. You're going to have to get a backside from somebody and keep them off the glass.
Again tonight, the Lady Zebras and the Mocatawa Braves, and no JV contest tonight, but we'll still talk to Austin Onfield coming up at halftime. We'll get his thoughts on the first half of the contest. Again, we'll try to get those names from Pearson and Justin Pearson to announce who the winners were. They have drawn the winners for the Link Townsend benefit raffle, so we'll try to get those so we can pass them along to you. On the floor for the Zebras will be Rogers, Hodeshaw, Hughes, Hawes, and Thomas. It's Huwenthal, Maple, Wilson, Merritt, and Moore for the Lady Braves of Mocatawa. It'll be Moore and Rogers to jump. Randy Wynn, Johnny McCorry, glad to join us here tonight. We are underway, and Mocatawa will control the tip. Maple has it, and she'll bring it to the point. Now she goes cross-court over to Huwenthal. Shot on the way off the mark. No good rebound, and right an offensive rebound for Maple, and her shot's no good, and Lexi Thomas comes away with her first rebound of the contest. You said it, rebounds are going to be plenty, and there was two of them there, one offense, one defense. Quickly back up the other four, now Hotshell with the basketball to Hughes. Hughes up top to a wide open, Rogers underneath, too hard, no good, and Maple pulls down the rebound. Maple will look to run. Running with her was Mare, but she missed her. Now she picks up her dribble, goes off to the left side. Back to Maple up top. Maple will reset. Maple comes down low to Moore and stolen by Hughes. First turnover of the contest goes to the Braves. Quickly up to Rogers in the right wing. Back to Hotshell to Hughes. Hughes right wing looking for Rogers in the cut. Can't get it to her. Now it goes to Hall in the near side. Back up top to Lexi Thomas. Thomas dribbles a couple dribbles. Picks up. Now she's got to do something with it. Now she gets it off to Hawes. We'll reset the offense with under a minute gone by. Back up top to Hotshell. Zebras will reset. A lot of movement, but not looking at the basket right now for the Zebras. And Hotshell has the ball stolen, and then a foul coming.
Took an eye off the defender and just relaxed on the dribble, waiting for whatever the next cut was supposed to be by a teammate. Next thing you know, ball poked away, and a foul.
Foul was on Hotshell, her first, team first. Zebras in the 2-3, and they got Rogers up top, kind of a 1-3-1 looks like right now. Is Rogers up top in the corner to Maple. Maple penetrate, leaves it off to Merritt. Merritt shot no good. Maple with an offensive rebound, her second of the night, and a foul coming on the Zebras. Is, again, like you said, did not get a body in them, and Hughes is going to pick up. Nope, they're going to call it on Hawes. Hawes picks up her first, team second.
Those have been relatively easy, uncontested offensive rebounds.
Maple at the line here tonight. Her first shot is good. And it's 1-0 now. McConaughey on top on the true value scoreboard.
62. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
62% free throw shooter is Maple.
And misses the second one. 1-0. Hughes with the rebound. She gives it off to Hotshell, and she'll bring it across the timeline for the Lady Zebras. She gets a screen by Hughes, and she's going to have her pocket picked again. That time by Hubenthal, and then tipped from behind, and Lexi Thomas comes away with it. A lot of action back and forth as the hands are active for both defenses. Hotshell with the basketball around the screen. Tries to go to Rogers. Going to be tipped out of bounds by Maple.
Turnover is a bit of concern for Rochester. 25 a game, and even for an up-tempo team, that would be a lot. Not necessarily what Rochester is. That's way too big a number this year.
6:07 to go here in the first quarter, 1-0, and the lob pass comes into Hughes from Rogers. Shot up off the glass, no good. Hughes gets her own rebound, and it's stripped away. Ball still loose, still on the floor, and we're gonna have a tie-up or a timeout. Jump ball. It'll go back to the Zebras as McConaughey had the opening tip.
Rochester posts, including Hughes there, have been in too big of a hurry once they've made a catch in traffic. Settle down. Take your time. If the shot's not there, even if you're close, bring it back outside.
Over the top now to Hotshell. She's in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Under six to go in the opening quarter. 1-0 McConaughey. Down low to Thomas. Thomas kicks it back out to Hughes. She'll fire the three ball. Got it. Emily Hughes puts the Zebras up 3-1. Straight away three, and she's dead on. Quickly up the floor is Maple. Maple with the basketball. Maple directing traffic for the Lady Braves. Picks up her dribble. Now she's going to have to do something with it. Throws it in the air. Stolen by Rogers. Hotshell and the Lady Zebras look to push. Missed Thomas down low and picks up her dribble. Now she gets it to her. Spin move. No good. Stripped from Thomas. Quickly ahead to Wilson. Wilson's throw down low is stolen by Lexi Thomas. I think the intended was for Merritt, but Merritt was a little slower than the pass was.
Four turnovers already for McConaughey, and they have wholesale substitutions ready to come in.
Hughes with her calls with the basketball. Now goes to Hughes. Hughes comes to the near side. Back to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball off the mark. No good. Calls with the rebound. Stripped. Hughes gets the rebound. She goes back up. No good. And a foul coming against McConaughey. And, yeah, it's kind of like hockey. We're going to have a line change coming up for McConaughey. Not sure if Coach West is not happy with the five starters or what, but yeah, you don't see that very often.
I remember many years ago now when Perry Clark was coaching men's basketball at Tulane, they would bring in a different five 3 minutes in and start pressing. We'll see if that's the case here or if he is just fed up.
As the inbounds pass comes to Hughes. Hughes down low now, and she's going to be fouled. And another foul against McConaughey. And this one will send Emily Hughes to the line to shoot two.
Hughes is a matchup problem. If they bring her top of the key where she made a three a moment ago, that post player doesn't want to defend that far. Inside, Hughes, good quick step to the basket, drew the foul.
Trax picks up her first team second. Hughes free throw, good. 4-1 now. Lady Zebras on top on the Inyers True Value scoreboard. Zebras have yet to go to the bench. Coach Jennings getting ready, though. He said we're going to sub early, and now he will. After the made free throw by Hughes, and she does. And Kimmy Burkett will be in. And Hotteschell will sit down for a quick breather. 4:46 to go here in the first quarter, 5-1. Now Lady Zebras on top, and here comes the press by the Zebras.
2-1 pressure. Defensive presence in the backcourt.
Trax with the basketball. Now gives off to Maven. Maven, another freshman on the squad, will get it over. She'll bring it back up the timeline and gives it off to Trax. Trax to the top of the key. Ball steps loose, still on the floor. Now picked back up by Stoll. Stoll then. Her pass is stolen by Lexi Thomas. Quickly up to Burkett. Burkett with the basketball. Burkett back to Rogers. Rogers can hit it from there, but she passes it down low to Hughes, who kicks it back out to a wide-open three by Hawk. No good. Rebound goes to McConaughey.
Still pretty. Inside-out basketball.
McConaughey quickly up the floor. Now to Maven. Maven's 15-footer on the way. No good. Follows it, and the rebound is then stolen by Hughes. Hughes to Burkett. Burkett around the left side. Kicks it back out to Rogers. Three ball short. And Thomas with the rebound. Lexi Thomas. You don't see many rebounds she gets outside the three-point line, but right place, right time on that one. 3:44 to go. Burkett with the basketball. Burkett then has it stripped, picks it back up, back out to Rogers in the right corner. Off to Thomas. She's looking for a guard to come reset the Zebra offense, and they give it to Burkett. Burkett on the right wing. Down low to Rogers. Her five-footer, good. Zebra's very patient that time, looking for that open person, and Rogers created a lane. Just had a little five-foot jumper, puts it up 7-1. Trap in the corner now by Zebras. Gives it off to Stoll. Her jump shot in the lane is no good. Last touch by the Zebras. And Kennedy Jackson will come in for the Zebras. And the starters back in for McConaughey. And Emma Hotteschell back in as well for the Lady Zebras.
McConaughey very, very sloppy in this game. I know much of the last minute and a half with backups on the floor, but they have not taken care of the basketball.
Thomas and Hawes out. And McConaughey looking to inbound. They get it back in. Now to Maple. Maple in the right corner. Floating jumper on the way. Rolls out. No good. Moore with the rebound. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson passed in is to Hotteschell. And she has it tipped from behind by Maple. Maple to the hole. Maple. Layup up. No good. But a blocking foul coming against Cammy Burke. And then it will be the Zebras' third.
And that's where Maple will get you in transition with a chance to work in the open floor. You keep her in the half-court setting, she has struggled handling the ball like everybody else. But there, attacks the basket.
Maple back to the line for two. She's been there tonight for two. She's one of two so far. First one on the way. Good. 2:58 to go in the Inyer True Value scoreboard. 7-2, Zebras lead. Giant Corey, Randy Wynn, glad you could join us here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4. Second one by Maple. He is short. And Maple gets her own rebound. And it's tipped out of bounds by Burkett. It'll stay with McConaughey on baseline right.
That should never happen. The shooter should never get a rebound down that low in the middle of the paint.
Inbound comes in, tipped by Burkett, right back into the hands of Wilson. Now down low to Maple. Her shot no good. Hughes comes away with the rebound. And are we going to have a jump ball or a foul? Or wait to see what the official. They call a jump ball.
He thought about it a long time before giving the signal. And neither coach is particularly satisfied with the call.
So the jump ball on her name possession goes to McConaughey. And Merritt will inbound. Merritt was the one shaking up there a little bit to tie up with Hughes. Merritt gets it in. And she throws it out of bounds. It'll be back to the Zebras underneath the basket.
Six turnovers for McConaughey. They average 17 a game.
So here comes the 1-2-1-1 for McConaughey. Beavers will have to make good passes and break it. Hotteschell underneath. She loses the basketball. Almost picked by Hubenthal. Now tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Merritt.
scariest thing was the pass back under the basket. After the entry pass, it went right back under the rim. Rochester too lackadaisical against this pressure.
Over the top to Hottishell, almost stolen by Wilson. Hottishell breaks it this time. She gets it across the timeline over to Rogers. Rogers will give it back to Hottishell. She'll reset the offense. Top of the key is Rogers. Rogers with the basketball. And the clock did not run, and now they're going to run some time off the clock, I believe. 7-2 here on the Inter Tree Value scoreboard here in the first quarter. They're going to reset the clock. Randy and Johnny McCory. Johnny, it's been helter-skelter. Both teams not able to handle each other's pressure.
And really, though, a lot of the turnovers are unforced. Teams have come down on the ball. They haven't come to a jump stop. They haven't looked at a ball fake and then a pass over the top as opposed to a bounce pass and vice versa. Yeah. Teams have kind of made passes like there's no defense out there. Like the ball's supposed to go to point B. The problem is there's three players in a different color jersey between those two spots.
During the stop and play here, Millie Sforzone will make her first appearance in tonight's contest, and Emily Hughes will sit out. Now they have it set 2:36 on the clock. The Zebras will inbound on the far side. Rogers will do so. She does it into Hottishell. Hottishell then is fouled by Hubenthal. And Hubenthal is in the jersey of Emma Hottishell trying to rattle her. And that foul is on Hubenthal, her first team, third. So both teams with three fouls here, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Rogers will inbound to Jackson. Kennedy Jackson around Maples. Jackson has it stripped, picks it back up, goes to the lane, up and good. Got the shooter touch, and it rolls over the front of the iron. Two for Jackson. Zebra scrambling, trying to put the pressure on. Maple will bring it across. Maple gets it now to Merritt. Now in the corner to Hubenthal. Her shot no good. Moore with rebound. No good. Rebound comes away to Rogers, and she's going to be called for travel. She kind of got tied up with Moore on the foot there.
Turnover number 4 on Rochester, but the offense really struggling, especially the half court for McConaughey. They still are without a field goal nearing the 2-minute mark.
Hubenthal, there she stops that streak as a nice little 6-foot jumper in the paint is good. It's 9-4. Quickly ahead, the pass is stolen by Maples, stolen back by Hottishell to the score zone. To Rogers. Rogers from the block, up and no good, but a foul coming. And I believe that's going to be on Hubenthal again, and that should be her second.
Nice look by Jackson, left to right across the paint, and helping to fill that right lane was Rogers, who earns a trip to the line.
Tracks will come in for McConaughey at the next opportunity. Rogers now with two free throws coming. First one's good. 10-4. Zebras up.
Rogers on the season, 67% at the line. Rochester's leading scorer, 11 points, just under 8 boards a contest.
She's looking for her second one, and it's good again. 11-4, now Zebras on top. Again, pressure put on, but the McConaughey Braves break it easily with Maple. Maple now to Trax. Trax tries to go to Moore, ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Hottishell. Hottishell then is double-teamed, she goes over the top to Rogers, and they'll reset. Hottishell will get it across the timeline against Trax. Hottishell on the far side to Burkett. Back to Hottishell to Rogers. Rogers really a mismatch against Wilson. If you can get that down low, maybe take advantage of it. And we're going to have an illegal screen against Cammy Burkett. That's going to be her second foul. Team's fourth. So with 1:21 to go, Coach Jennings has two on a Burkett, and he's probably going to have to go to the bench and relieve her. Maple with the basketball. Spins move. Gets out of the trap. Goes all the way to the hole and then kicks it down low to Merritt. Her shot's no good. Scores on with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Jackson. Jackson layup up and no good. Moore with the rebound. Moore looking for a point guard. Now she gives it off to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Quickly ahead to Maple. Maple down in the corner to Merritt. To Moore at the elbow. She kicks it out to Wilson. Back to Maple. 45 seconds to go here. We'll see if McConaughey waits for the last second shot, and it looks like Coach Wilson is calling that. Moore, she'll take it from the free throw line. No good. Tipped in the air and picked up by McConaughey. Tracks with it. Down low to Merritt. Merritt, turnaround jumper, no good. Jackson with the rebound. Not really a great shot there by McConaughey as he was able to finally get the rebound. Quickly ahead to score zone. Score zone with the block up and good. So much for running the clock in the last second shot. Is now Maple has it, and she'll have an opportunity. I'm going to guess Maple's not going to give it up too much. Does the Merritt right back to Maple with five. Maple down in the corner. Ball loose, picked up by Moore. Moore throws up a shot, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. At the end of one on the Inyards True Value scoreboard, it's the Zebras 13, the McConaughey Braves 4. Back with more to this, Giant FM Sports, RTC TV 4.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Cast in school, and the lot behind Dilly's restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School at the end of the first quarter, it is 13-4. The Zebras on top. Reminder of Culligan of Fulton County, better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. Just a few of the proud supporters of Zebra Basketball here on Giant FM. Johnny was a little helter-skelter that first quarter, not by one team, but by both.
And the numbers not accommodating to either, although the scoreboard certainly favors Rochester up by 9. McConaughey, 1 of 13 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. Rochester, an efficient 4 of 8 from the field. They have missed their 4 threes, but turnovers combined, 14 in the first period.
And another turnover for Rochester as Rogers gets the inbound pass and is quickly double-teamed, and nobody could get open to get the pass, and a turnover again for the Zebras. So an inefficient opportunity there for the Lady Zebras is Maple to Merritt. Merritt travels no call. Back out to Maple. Tipped by Hawes. Hawes off to the races. Layup up. No good. Too hard. Hotshot with the rebound. No good. Rebound comes away to Merritt. Quickly ahead. And they try to go back to Maple. And stolen by Hotshot. Zebras. Three ball on the way by Rogers. Way short. That one goes out of bounds. It'll be McConaughey basketball. In during that time out was Lauren Maple, the 6'2", a freshman, check in during that quarter break. She's in for Braves, the Merritt sisters. Maple with the basketball, tries to split the defender. Now she gives it off to Alexandria Merritt. She has the ball, and it's knocked loose, and Hotshell dives on it, and it'll be a jump ball to stay with McConaughey. Neither team real crisp with passes right now.
That three a moment ago by Rogers, even though she was open, again, it's a shot you can find any time. There was a lane to drive through. Rogers didn't take advantage of it, and unfortunately for Rochester, a three that came up very short.
Alexandria Maple, or Merritt will end to Maple. Maple's shot way off the mark. And the rebound comes away to score zone. To Hotshell, and we're finally going to have a foul as Hotshell is getting mugged in the backcourt. And it will stay with the Zebras, but they'll have to go the distance again, and McConaughey puts on the pressure.
Scary thing is the turnovers continue to ramp up, and now both teams want to press in the full court.
Hotshell with the basketball. The foul was on Alexandria Merritt after their first team fifth, and Hotshell loses that one off her leg. It'll stay with, or go back to McConaughey. Another turnover, Zebras. And we have a timeout by the McConaughey Braves. We'll keep it here and remind you about RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always want to treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. And Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Again, the sponsors of Lady Zebra Basketball and Zebra Basketball all season long.
Rochester winning the rebound battle 13-8 here in the opening minutes of the second period, but six of those eight have been offensive rebounds. McConaughey simply can't take advantage.
Well, you know, that's the bad part. I mean, they've had lots of opportunities. There have not been some what I would call great shots either. They've been some that have just been thrown up. There's been a few good-looking shots, but some that you might want to look at the film and go, ooh, we probably shouldn't have shot that one.
I agree with you.
Zebras on defense, and they step back into that 2-3 zone. We'll extend it out a little bit. McConaughey inbounds in front of the Zebras to Maple. She goes cross-court. Now to Cubenthal. Cubenthal loses it. Picks back up by Maple. Maple with the basketball against Hodgeshell. She goes to the hole. Up and good. She gets that going. Look out as she just drove that one right in and lays it up, and it's 13-6. Here comes the pressure again by McConaughey. Quickly over the top this time to Thomas, and she hands it off to Hodgeshell and really didn't stop and regroup and get things going. Stolen by Cubenthal. Cubenthal then is going to be fouled on the block. Before the shot, it'll be out of bounds to McConaughey. That's going to be Lexi Thomas's first, team fifth. And Watson will come in. Callie Watson in for Hodgeshell. And really right there, I think what Coach Jennings is on that one is slow it down, let's reset, get everybody back set. And Emma did not. Cubenthal with it. Now it's to Maple in the corner. Back to Cubenthal. Top of the key. Kicks it back out to Maple in the right wing. Maple looking to drive. And nice job that time by the Zebra defense not allowing her. Wilson with it. Now to Maple. Maple right wing. Maple really looking to get something going. Now she drives, penetrates, and she's going to travel. Yep. One too many steps. 6:01 to go here in the first half. 13-6. It was on top, and here comes that press again by the Braves. Inbounds to Hawes. Hawes this time looking to go to the middle to Watson. Watson back to Hawes. Need that middle open. There it is to Lexi Thomas. Zebras break it nicely that time, and now they'll slow down and reset the offense. Batten, quick three on the other side. No good, and a rebound out to Merritt. Alexandria Merritt off to Maple. Maple looking to go coast to coast, and she loses it, and Batten picks it up, and she's going to be fouled. And that's going to be the team six, and before you know it, we'll be shooting 1-1.
Turnover number 11 for McConaughey, and 17 shots from the field, yet only 6 points on the board.
Thomas will inbound this time, as that foul was on Lauren Merritt. That's her first, team six. Pass stolen by Cubenthal underneath, up and good. 13-8, Coach Jennings wants a timeout. And we'll take one as well. 5:30 to go on the In-Your True Value scoreboard. 13-8, Zebras. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Hello, this is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School after the Zebra timeout, they'll have the basketball. Coach Jenny's not very happy with that turnover as the Zebras gave it up right under the McConaughey Braves basket.
You're talking about a McConaughey team that has three made field goals. Basically, two of them have been handed over to them by Rochester with turnovers in the backcourt.
Batten will inbound this time. Batten looking to get it in. Batten does to Watson. Watson then is quickly double-teamed, and she's going to be fouled, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot one in the bonus.
You're taking a look at right now at the Rochester guards. Watson at 5'3". When Hodgeshell was in there at 5'3". They're getting trapped after the entry pass, and one of those defenders is about 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
No one else in a white jersey is offering themselves and saying, here I am, making themselves available.
That foul coming on Alexandria Merritt, her second. Team 7, the free throw missed by Watson. Quickly up is Maple. Maple against Watson and Batten. She has a long court pass to Cubenthal. Cubenthal's jumper on the way, no good. Batten rips the rebound. Batten will clear it out herself. She'll pick it up and then get it off to Watson. Watson quickly ahead to Hawes. Hawes now with it. Off pass to a score zone. Her shot up too hard. No good. Rebound fought for and comes away. Does Wilson and the Lady Braves. Wilson then will run it across the timeline to Maple, left wing. Maple looking for Wilson. Gets it back to her on the right wing. Maple, she'll take the three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Lexi Thomas. Thomas then is triple-teamed, and she's going to have to work out of it, and she does by being fouled by Hubenthal. That's going to be three on Hubenthal.
That's one of those, if you're Hubenthal, you're a veteran guard, you're a senior starter, you have to realize where you are at the game, how much time is left in the first half, and that you need to be on the floor. Silly foul in the backcourt.
She comes out. Coming in for her will be Tracks. Zebras bring out Batten and score zone, and in is Rogers and Hughes. Thomas at the line for one and the bonus. 13-8, Zebras lead. Misses that one, rips out, no good. Moore with the rebound. Moore to Maple. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Maple with the basketball, picks up her dribble and gives it off now to Wilson. Wilson, Tracks up top. Tracks looking for Maple to get open and can't do so. Now she gets it on the right wing. She'll fire the three ball. In and out, no good. Rogers with the rebound. Rogers down to Watson. Watson quickly ahead to Hawes. Hawes down low to Hughes. Hughes tries to go in down low more to Thomas and gets the ball kicked by Moore. And Coach Jennings hollers, turn around and shoot it.
Had the defender on her hip, back to the basket. A little jump hook would have looked good there.
Hawes to inbound. Hawes looking, finally gets it in to Thomas. Thomas shuts it blocked. Kicks it back out to Rogers. Now back up top to Watson, and she'll reset the Zebra offense. 4:05 to go here in the second. 13-8. Hottishell with the basketball, excuse me, Thomas with the basketball, and out of Watson. Zebras have not scored in a while. Watson has the ball tipped. She goes and fetches it and tries to throw it to Hughes, and it's stolen by Moore. Moore with the basketball for the Braves. She loses it, picks it back up, and now she'll give it off to Maple. Maple, clear out at the volleyball line. She turns, penetrates, open to Moore. Moore head fakes, shot up off the glass, no good. Hawes with the rebound. Hawes quickly gives it to Watson. Watson, back to Hawes, up to Rogers. Rogers down low to Hughes. Hughes up off the glass, blocked. Thomas and Merritt battle, and Merritt comes away with it. Merritt to Maple. Over the top to Tracks, and saved by Merritt, right back into the hands of Tracks. Top to Moore. Moore with the basketball to Tracks. She'll fire a three ball on the way, no good. Moore with the rebound. Kicks it back to Tracks. Left side, now to Maple. She'll fire the three ball. Got it. 13-8. Here come the Braves.
Maple with her sixth made three of the season.
Hughes inbounds and goes to Thomas. Thomas tries to go ahead to Hawes, but it's knocked out of bounds by Maple. Jackson in for the Zebras. And Lauren Merritt comes in for McConaughey, and Moore will sit down. And McConaughey wants a timeout. We'll keep it here. Just a 30-second timeout to remind you about Smith, Lauren Smith Insurance. Insurance bonds and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. That's all Moose Lodge 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. Just a few more of the proud supporters of Zebra basketball. On the Aniers True Value scoreboard, 13-11. Zebras have been stymied here at 13 for a while.
Haven't scored in the period. Missed the front end of 2 1-and-1 opportunities after making all 4 free throws in the first period. And it's not like McConaughey has flipped a switch and become terrific, but they are better. And they have 3 field goals in the period, 7 points, and I don't know that we should be surprised. All the numbers seem to bear out what's happened for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 games decided by a total of 4 points.
So after the timeout, it'll be Zebra basketball on the far side. Hughes will inbound. We are on the backside of the timeline, so the Zebras will have to get it in and get it across. Hughes looks down low to Thomas under the basket. Can't get it to her, so she'll go into Rogers. Now over the top to Hughes. Hughes has it down in the right corner. Back to Rogers. She'll fire the wide open 3. Good. They end the drought in the second quarter with a 3 and a 16-11. Quickly up is Maple. Maple on the left side. Maple down low to Lauren Merritt. Tipped away. Back in the hands of Maple. Maple trying to create something. Goes to the hole. Up and good.
Took some contact and still forced it up and in.
16-13. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson, she'll take it coast to coast. Jackson, and then kicks it out to Rogers. Three ball on the way, off the mark. Thomas with the rebound, back up. Good. Lexi Thomas had two more. It's 18-13. Here come the Zebras now.
Nice left-handed finish.
Maple with the basketball from the screen by Trax. Tries to go down low, and they do to Merritt. Alexandria Merritt, her shot up off the glass, no good. Hughes with the rebound. Now to Watson. Watson, she'll bring it across the timeline. It's under two to go here in the second quarter. Jackson in the corner. Jackson then almost has it tied up. Now gives off to Watson. Watson will reset the Zebra offense. Watson back to Jackson. She has it tipped. Ball's loose. And Watson is going to be called for the foul, I believe. Yep, it is on Watson. And that's going to be the team's sixth. And that'll put McConnell on the bonus, the next foul for the next minute 40.
Jackson for Rochester just needs to slow down a notch. If she holds the ball with those elbows out, not swinging, I dare anybody to try and take the ball from her. Just take your time. And now McConnell with another turnover, number 12.
Thomas with the steal. She gives it off now to Hottishell. Hottishell with basketball. Hottishell at the free throw line. Does she travel? Nope. She's going to call a push. Could have called a travel on her, but they called the foul, and that's coming against Trax. And that'll put the Zebras back at the line for 1-1. Trax will come out with her second foul. Coming into the contest will be Haley Maven, the line for a freshman. She made an appearance in that first quarter with the all-line change. Free throw is missed, and Hughes is going to be called for over the back, and the walk to the other end, shoot free throws. So we'll walk to the other end with a minute 18 still remaining here in the first half. 18-13, Zebras on top of the Inyards True Value scoreboard. So that'll put the Alexandria Merritt at the free throw line. 4-1 and the bonus. 118. Merritt hits her tie. First free throw on the way. Hard off the back of the iron. Sister Merritt gets, Lauren gets a rebound, and the ball's loose. And last touch by McConaughey. It'll say we're going back to the Zebras as McConaughey will put on full court pressure again. Sister Lauren had the rebound, just didn't go back up strong with it. Jackson with the basketball on the inbounds. Jackson over the top to Hughes. Hughes back to Hottishell. Now she gets it across the timeline. And picked by Wilson, but then Wilson kicks it, and the officials say it'll be Zebra basketball. Got a wide open layup there. Thank goodness for the kick.
Rochester lucky to get that ball back.
65 seconds here in the first half. Hughes to inbounds, throws it up to Thomas. Thomas goes and gets it and then loses it. Now she's down low and travels. Left it short. Lexi Thomas had to go get that. I'm surprised she didn't get called for a foul, as she looked like she went over the back to get it. But then she just didn't control it and ended up traveling. 1 minute left here in the first half, 18-13.
Nothing comes easy in this one.
In the corner, Wilson. Back up top to Maple. She fires a three ball on the way. No good. Hughes rips the rebound. Hughes will be fouled, and she'll go to the other end to shoot. 1-1.
These teams starting to stack up fouls in the backcourt, nowhere near the other end of the floor. We walk again length of the floor for free throws.
49 seconds remaining here in the first half as Hughes now at the line to shoot two. We're in the double bonus. Hughes looking to add to her point total. Free throw. Good this time.
3 of 3, 6 points in the game for Hughes.
And the Zebras setting their defense here. Rogers will come back because they know McConaughey is quick to get down the floor. Hughes the second one good again. 4 for 4. 7-point lead now for the Zebras. 20-17. Maple with the basketball. Maple, 45 seconds. Maple picks up her dribble. Now she's going to have to do something with it and tries to get it off to Mavis. Stolen by Rogers. Rogers off to the races. Layup up. No good. Yep. They're going to call. That's a good call as Hottishell kind of cut her off. She had the wide open layup, but Hottishell cut off the other defender. They're going to call an offensive foul on Hottishell.
tried to screen, but moving obviously during the transition phase of that basket and took away an opportunity for Rogers.
Second on Otter, she'll sit down, and Watson back into the contest. 37 seconds remain. McConaughey rolls it in, and Maple picks it up about half court. Now off to Wilson. Wilson loses it into the hands of Jackson. Jackson against Maple. Jackson, layup up too hard. Hughes with the rebound, blocked by Maben. Merritt. Lauren with the block, quickly ahead to Maben, and then she's going to be fouled from behind as Lexi Thomas is going to be called for a shove, and McConaughey will go to the line for one in the bonus. No rhythm. Neither team right now can really get into a rhythm of this contest.
Like me at a dance contest right now. You're right. No rhythm at all.
I'm not going to go there with that one. Maben at the free throw line now for McConaughey. First one on the way. Too hard. And Hughes goes and gets the rebound. Hughes looking for a guard. Gets it off to Watson with 12. Watson still in the backcourt. Now get it across with 9. Goes through for Hughes. Now to Jackson. Jackson has it tipped. Leaves it for Rogers at the buzzer. No good, and that's going to do it for the quarter. At the end of the first half, Zebras 20, McConaughey Braves 13. On the In Your True Value scoreboard, we're at halftime. We'll take a break. We'll talk to Austin Otterfield when we come back. And then Johnny, we'll have the first half numbers. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One-Eyed Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Installation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School as we're joined now by JV head coach Austin Otterfield. And coach, no game again tonight for you guys. We thought we were going to get two quarters in, and then yesterday that changed.
Yes, unfortunately, this is something I think we're going to have to deal with as the season goes on. It's just losing a couple games through the JV, and it's just you got to deal with what you deal with. I mean, you can't control it. Teams are trying their hardest to keep everything moving forward. I'm just glad that we're able to see the next day and keep playing.
I did hear, though, the good news is you get a tournament coming up after the first of the year on January 2nd, the Warsaw JV tournament.
Yes. Originally, we thought the Twin Lakes was going to have a tournament, but there was also COVID issues. So they canceled that. We are happy to get a Warsaw tournament, which will be nice to get a couple of games against a 4A Warsaw, 3A Warsaw, sorry, whatever they are. And then North Judson, again, seeing North Judson would be nice for us to kind of see how we left off in one of our first games.
Let's talk about this first half of the varsity contest. I guess the best way to describe it would be ugly. Both sides, really. Nobody able to get in a real rhythm. A lot of turnovers and a lot of sloppy basketball.
Yeah, like we just start with you know, scoring in the post right now. I mean, the Zebras are 1-5 on the left block right now. The big thing, left hand going to right shoulder. We're shooting with our right hand. Everything's falling short. The only one we made is Lexi Thomas got that putback rebound shot with the left hand. But then you see down here with our guard work, we do the same move, kind of getting, they're kind of reading our moves, and we just got to change it up. The big thing is turnovers. When that press hit us, the first thing we would do is throw it into our shortest player in the middle of the corner. Double team came right away. We changed. Now we're feeding into our big post player. She can see over the top. Emily Hughes, Kaitlyn Rodgers, Lexi Thomas is able to see over the top. We're able to hit the middle. The big thing is, on these defensive rebounds, we got to push out to the sideline. Once we get that ball up to our 2 and 3, it's almost an automatic feed or almost a three-point shot for Sydney Hawes or Kaitlyn Rodgers.
You know, the other thing is, Johnny and I were talking about is the Zebras aren't moving away from the ball very well. They're not coming to help the teammate that is getting that double team back three quarters from the basket. They're kind of just getting like, hey, I'm open. Well, they can't always necessarily see that. They've got to go to the basketball as well.
Yes, and a big key was from Lafayette Central Catholic in the JV game. If they didn't hear, I know no one saw it, or they might have saw it, but the big issue was when our guards would cut up the middle, no one come back and help. We're seeing the same situation here. Kennedy Jackson's cutting up the middle. Lexi Thomas actually threw the ball in. Her girl went and doubled right away, and Lexi didn't even turn and look. So those are just some mental lapses. I think that when we go and address in the locker room, it will not be an issue this time.
You know, the other nice thing was when Kennedy Jackson came in one time, she's not afraid to take control of things, and she got it the one time, and she just drove right down the middle of the lane. The unfortunate part was it got kicked and knocked loose down low. But the other thing I'm seeing is if you do break it, then it's kind of helter-skelter in the offense. They're not taking their time getting reset, letting everybody else come down and get into place.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's just they want to get shots up. They want to shoot. They want to score, and we get that. And when they see an opening, they immediately go for it. And usually if we can break it off, Lexi Thomas had a great example. She had a fast break. She was ahead of everybody, but she knew the guards were going to catch her. She jumps out, hit it back, and we look to set up our offense. But Kennedy Jackson, every time she gets the rebound, I'm okay with her taking off and going. I will give her a layup. Yeah. Not many girls in this conference are going to step in front and try to guard her.
Coach, we'll let you get back with the team, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Hopefully during the tournament in Twin Lakes, you'll come up and join us.
Can't wait.
Austin Onofield, JV head coach for the Rochester Lady Zebras. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Johnny's got first half numbers for us on the Inyard True Value scoreboard at halftime. 20-13, Zebras. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December. For all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December, First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Halftime at Rochester. Host Zebras 20, McQuaquaw 13, Johnny McCurry, Randy Wynn. Take a look at halftime numbers. First of all, individual scoring for Rochester being led by Emily Hughes with 7. Kaitlyn Rodgers also with 7, including a three-pointer for both of those players. And then 2 points apiece, Lexi Thomas, Kennedy Jackson, Millie Scorzone, all getting in the scoring column in the first half. 6 of 9 free throw shooting, but of those 3 misses, three front ends of one and bonus for Rochester, so they left some points, some opportunities on the floor at the free throw line. For McConaughey, only two players have scored, comprising their 13 points. No surprise, Lily Maple with nine. She's averaging better than 15 a contest. And Brianna Hubenthal with a pair of baskets for four. 2 of 6 free throw shooting for McConaughey in the first half. From the field, McConaughey at 16% shooting in the first half. 5 of 28 from 2, 1 of 8 from 3, 6 of 36 overall. Rochester, not much better, but better at 25%. 6 of 23 from 2, 2 of 9 from 3, 8 of 32 overall. We talked about concerns for rebounding. So far, Rochester has given up a fair amount of offensive rebounds, but overall winning the rebound battle 19-18, Randy, here at the break.
Again, we are at halftime here as the Zebras lead at 20-13, and I do have the winners now from the Link Townsend Benefit Raffle. They have sold over 2,400 tickets, so they ended up adding a 7th and 8th place winner. Those place winners will get 40 pounds of chicken. So, again, the first two will be the quarter beef, and those first two are Diana Smith and Wanda Brower. They get the quarter beef. The, three through six, you get the half a hog, and that is Lori Fry, Brooke Nelson, James Klein, and Roland Smith. Again, the 7th and 8th added because they sold so many tickets, get 40 pounds of chicken, and that is Melinda Klinger and Monty Hoffman. So you'll be expecting a phone call, if you have not already, from Justin Pearson, and he'll have the details for you on that. And thanks again for your contributions there tonight for Link Townsend, and look for more coming up through the Rochester FFA.
40 pounds of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken.
I'm awful hungry.
I was going to say, reading all that in 6 o'clock game, I didn't get supper.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Zebras have to start the third quarter. 40. Let's see. We'll have the original five back on the floor for the Zebras as Hottishell loses that one out of bounds. Last touch by Maple. It'll be Hottishell, Thomas, Rogers, Hughes, and Hawes. It's the original five, looks like, for McConaughey as well. Hubenthal, Maple, Wilson, Mara, and Moore. As Rogers with the basketball, trying to go down low to Hughes. She does. Hughes against Moore and travels.
That'll be turnover number 13 for Rochester. McConaughey had 15 in the first half, but despite the turnover, those are the two players on the side of the floor I want to see together. I want to see the bigs passing to each other in the post.
Ball's loose and thrown out of bounds. Last touch by the Zebras. Stay with McConaughey down in the corner. 20-13, 30 seconds gone by here in the opening minute of the game. Opening 30 seconds, I should say. Wilson will fire a three ball from the right wing, short. And the rebound comes to Hughes. Hughes off to Hottishell. Now she's quickly double-teamed, and Hughes is going to set a moving screen. The officials are watching it tonight. You got to adjust to what they are calling. And right now that's like the third offensive screen, illegal screen, by the Lady Zebras.
And two of them not even in the half court.
Yeah.
Two of them trying to transition from one end to another.
As Maple now will have it after the turnover, 20-13. McConaughey with the basketball. Merritt has it into Hubenthal. Her jumper on the way. Rolls around and in. 20-15. Hottishell comes the double team. Gives it off to Hawes. Now back to Hottishell up the timeline. Rogers to wide open Thomas. Up and good. Passing, passing, passing. That's better than dribbling. And the Lady Zebras break the press that time. And it's 22-15. Hubenthal with the basketball. Maple now. Top of the key to Wilson. Now to Maple. Maple back to Wilson. Trying to work it down low. And Zebras not allowing that. And Maple will reset and call a different play. Merritt comes out with Maple. She'll have the basketball now here on the near side. Now over to Hubenthal, down a little more. Back up top to Wilson. Now to Hubenthal, she drives, kicks it out to Wilson. Now to Maple in the right corner, travels. That's probably the longest I've seen McConaughey handle the basketball, and it ends up in another turnover.
It's still almost a positive because that is one of the few times they've done something cohesive in the half court. I know it didn't end well. But without transition, McConaughey has had real trouble putting the ball in the basket.
Hottishell with it. Now to Hall in the right corner. She'll reset and give it back to Hottishell. Hottishell against Hubenthal. Drives it in. Kicks back out to Rogers. Three ball short. And the rebound fought for. Moore comes away with it. Moore will give it off to Wilson. She'll bring it across the timeline for the Lady Braves. Now Maple will run the point. Maple at the volleyball line. Maple in the corner to Hubenthal, and she loses it. Stolen by Hughes. Hughes then is double-teamed and has it stripped right into the hands of Moore. Moore picks it up. Moore sticks about driving. Now she kicks it out to Wilson. Three on the way. Too hard. Moore with the rebound. Up and good. Monica Moore, the 5'9 senior, really causing havoc on that trip for the Lady Zebras. Over the top now to Hughes. Hughes gives it off to Hottishell. She can't handle it and loses it and finally picks it up, and now she'll reset the offense. 5:05 to go here in the third quarter. Rogers on the right wing. Down low to Hughes. Hughes up off the glass too hard. And Moore with another rebound. Moore, she'll bring it herself. Now kick it out to Hubenthal, top to Maple. She thinks about a three. She'll fire it now off the mark. No good. Moore gets the rebound up off the glass. Good. 22-19.
Monica Moore, right place, right time, averages 7 rebounds per ball game and gets a lot of her points off those rebounds.
Zebras break it this time. It's knocked out of bounds by Hubenthal with 4.5 to go, and score zone and Burkett in for the Lady Zebras. Hughes and Hawes will sit down. Moore comes out as Lauren Merritt comes in for McConaughey with 4:33 to go here in the third, 22-19 on the In Your True Value scoreboard. The inbound is Lauren Merritt, or excuse me, to Scorzone, tipped by Merritt, now stolen by Maple. Maple, layup up and good.
Maple steal, transition bucket, quickest down the floor with the ball in hand.
22-21, just a one-point Lady Zebra lead. Hottishell with it now. Hottishell's going to quickly double-team. She gets out of that. Now picks up a dribble. To Thomas at the elbow. Thomas goes to the hole up and no good, but a foul coming. And Lexi Thomas will go to the line to shoot two, and I believe that's going to be on Alexandria Merritt.
Thomas has been impressive. Alexandria Merritt's going to have to overplay, try to take away her left hand. That's where she's strongest when she operates down low around the basket.
It's three on Merritt. Thomas at the line to shoot two. First one on the way. No good. Too hard off the back of the iron. 22-21.
Thomas 0 for 2 at the line this evening.
Again, we talked to it earlier. The Zebras struggling from the free throw line. That one looks a little better. It rolls over the front of the iron. It's good. 23-21. Maple with the basketball. Maple. With the defenders tipped in the backcourt by Burkett, right in the hands of Thomas, and now Hottishell will have it. Another turnover from McConaughey. Hottishell against Hubenthal. Now Rogers. Still cutting Thomas. Thomas, left hand up, no good. Battling for the rebound. Scores up, comes away with it, puts up on the glass, good.
But credit Thomas for keeping it alive after the initial miss, and then score zone able to clean it up.
Maple takes it to the distance, and she throws it off to Hubenthal. Now it's thrown in the backcourt and out of bounds. Last touch by the Zebras. But Maple is, yeah, but she has the basketball lookout because she is just go, go, go. And we got a timeout. McConaughey Braves, 3:33 to go here on the Indians True Value scoreboard. 25-21, Zebras on top. Dine Up in Sports at RTC TV4.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Rochester High School, the McConaughey Braves not liking what they see. They take a 60-second timeout to try to regroup and see if they can reorganize things. It's still helter-skelter, but the Zebras hanging on to a four-point lead.
just can't run away from each other, can they?
No, nobody can.
And when you talk about the turnovers for McConaughey, here's a big problem. You want to be an up-tempo team. You want to get out in transition. You want to take missed shots and turn them into runs up the floor. But you can't take care of the basketball. And then it's hard to say, well, we're going to stop doing that, and we're going to establish ourselves in the half court. It's not really what they're made to do, and haven't been able to do it in this game.
Maple with the basketball after the McConaughey timeout. She goes over the top to the Cuban ball, down in the corner, now to Wilson, to Merritt. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Merritt. It'll be a turnover on McConaughey, and Zebra basketball at midcourt.
Turnover number 19, four in this quarter, with 3:21 left in the third.
Moore in, and Alexandria Merritt will sit down.
I don't know that I would take Monica Moore out of the ballgame right now.
Not the third quarter she's having. Hodgeshaw now with the basketball. She brings it up for the Lady Zebras. Now down low to Rogers. Rogers triple team. Throws up a shot, no good. Moore has the rebound. Moore. She's going to take it herself, and she does. Quickly ahead to Hubenthal. Hubenthal at the block. Shot up off the glass. No good. Score zone with a great block out and a rebound. Quickly up the floor to Rogers. Rogers down low to Thomas, and Moore's going to come over the top, and that's going to be a foul on Moore. Just a team second this half.
Whether it's been Thomas or Hughes, typically it's been Rogers who has had the best entry pass into the post area, and she did it again right there.
That's Moore's first, team second. Zebras will inbound. Rogers will look to do it. 2:54 to go here in the third. Rogers looking. Lobs it over the top to Thomas. Down low. Thomas, baby hook. Up and good.
Very well done. Thomas established position. Rogers even led her toward the front of the rim for an easy layup.
Maple coast to coast. Up and no good. And rebound to Thomas. Willie Maple trying to take control. That ball is tipped by Hubenthal. Stolen by Maple. Up and no good again. Thomas with another rebound. Hodgeshell now has it, and she's against Maple. Now double team with Hubenthal. She split the defender, comes to near side. Pulls up and gives off to Rogers. They're trying to get it down low to Millie, score zone. They're working. Millie's got it. Kicks it back out to Thomas. Thomas on the cut, up and no good, but a foul coming. And that's going to be on Moore, and that's going to be our second team third.
Brian Jennings has to be happy with that setup. A little tight, but still the triangle setup. Ball entered into the post, looked right back to the free throw line. Thomas steps to the rim, catches on the way to the bucket.
Only thing better than that will be now to finish the free throws. Lexi Thomas has two. First one, good. There we go. That makes that play look even better when you can score on it. As Hubenthal will come out and tracks him back into the contest.
Thomas far and away the most attempts at the line this season.
Free throw on the way. His second one, and it is no good. And coming away with the rebound is Maple. Maple will keep it herself. She'll bring it across the timeline, reset the Montcalquad offense. Out to Wilson. Out to Trax. Top of the key. Trax against Hodgeshell. Trax kicks it out to Wilson. Back to Maple. Maple against Burkett. Wilson, she'll fire the three ball on the way. Good. Quick shooting three by Wilson. And quickly up is Rogers. Rogers to Burkett. She brings it across the timeline. She'll reset, look for her guard, and she does give off to Hodgeshell. 1:45 to go here in the third. Hodgeshell against Trax, comes to the near side. To Rogers on the right wing. Rogers down low into Hodgeshell in the corner. Now she gets out of that. Right back to Rogers. She'll fire a three, way short. Merritt with the rebound. Quickly up to Moore. Monica Moore with the basketball on the far side. Down low to Merritt. Back up top to Wilson. She'll try it again. In and out, no good. Thomas with the rebound. Thomas will have to dribble it herself, and she does till Hodgeshell comes open. Right back to her. Now back to Thomas. She brings it across the timeline to Burkett. Burkett, trying to go over, miss score zone, and the lob pass to score zone, up and good.
What a catch by score zone on a pass that just had enough oomph to get over the defender.
Quickly down the floor is McConaughey to Trax. Three ball on the way by her. Off the backboard, no good. Moore with the rebound. Down to Merritt. She throws it down low to Moore. Her shot up off the glass, good. Monica Moore having herself a quarter here for the Lady Braves.
All six of her points in the period.
Burkett with the basketball in front of the Zebra bench. Penetrates to a wide open Millie, scores own, good.
Well, now Rochester finding it easier and easier to drop down passes into the post and score zone now has six of her own in the period.
Wilson trying to go to Moore. Moore wasn't paying attention. It goes over the top of her head. As you see, McConaughey looking a little winded right now. Jackson in, and Rogers will sit down, and checking in the contest will be the sophomore Stoll, as Monica Moore looked at coach and says, I need a break.
Big trip here, 19.7 seconds left. Rochester's been at this point before, up 5-5, up by 6, but never got that next basket. Can they get it here at the end of the period?
Burkett gets the inbound from Thomas. Burkett beats her defender. Burkett to the hole, to score zone, good. Millie scores zone, stepping out to about 10 feet, and almost stolen by Burkett. It'll stay with McConaughey, last touch by Burkett, but a great look by Millie scores zone. And we're going to have a substitution for McConaughey with 9.4 seconds, as that will bring Maple out and Mabin in. Mabin, again, a freshman for McConaughey. Tracks the inbound, gives it to Mabin. Mabin with 8. Mabin to the backcourt. Over the top to Wilson. Stolen by Thomas. Thomas has some 3. Thomas to the hottest shell with 1. At the half court buzzer. No good. But that's going to do it for the third. The Zebras have extended it to 8. 34-26. Zebras on top here in the third quarter. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of action. Zebras lead at 34-26. The Insulation Guide, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Don't forget about Jennings Insurance and Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Fulton County Solid Waste District, don't trash our future, please recycle. Last Guy Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Again, just a few of the sponsors for Zebra basketball all season long. Johnny, the Zebras are able to stretch it out, get the biggest lead in the contest at 8, 34-26, and we start the fourth.
6 of 13 shooting in the period will help that, and a lot of those shots have come point blank, especially with catches by score zone in the post.
McConaughey has the ball to start. Maple with the basketball now. She checks back in at the quarter break. She goes over to Alexandria Merritt. Merritt with the basketball to Moore. Back up top to Hubenthal, but it's stolen by Burkett. Burkett with the basketball against Hubenthal. Left-handed layup up and no good, but a foul coming before that. And that'll send Burkett to the line to shoot 2.
And it'll be number 4 on Hubenthal in the opening seconds of this fourth period.
So Cammy Burkett will have an opportunity to put this at 10. First time the Zebras have even really looked at double-digit leads. Burkett will have 2.
3 of 6 at the line so far this year.
That one rolls in and out and back out again. We'll have 1 more. Coach Jennings talking to a million score zone. And Burkett's free throw on the way is good this time. 35-26 on the 8-inch True Value scoreboard. Maple, she'll bring it across the timeline herself. Maple gives it off to Wilson. Over the top to Merritt, but stolen by Lexi Thomas. Now into the hands of Hodeshell. Hodeshell looking for score zone. Can't get it to her. She loses the basketball. Stolen by Hubenthal. Hubenthal, wide open layup, up and good.
Emma Hodeshell has got to slow down a notch. No reason for that turnover, unforced, and it gave a free bucket at the other end.
Kennedy Jackson in the game. She brings it across the timeline. She keeps it herself. Tries to go to Millie. Pass down low, and it was kicked. It'll stay with Zebras. Give an opportunity for Stoll to come back in, and Wilson will sound for McConaughey. Jackson will inbound, baseline right, with 7:08 to go here in the fourth. 35-28, Zebras on top. Jackson to inbound, over the top to score zone. Score zone holds it up high and keeps it back out to Jackson. Jackson, a running floater on the way, no good. Moore with the rebound. Monica Moore will bring it up to Maple. Maple on the right wing. She'll fire a deep three ball. Good. Burkett was in her face, and she just stepped back and fired that thing from about 6 foot behind the three-point line.
Second three of the half by McConaughey.
Burkett's going to have to hurry. They're going to cross, and just does. Burkett to the hole, throws up a running jumper. No good. Scores on with the rebound up too hard, and the rebound comes away to Stoll. Now out to Maple. Maple with the basketball. Maple trying to create, goes down low to Merritt. Her shot up, no good. And the rebound comes to the score zone.
That would have made it a one-possession game.
Coneshell quickly down to the court to Jackson. Jackson up off the glass, no good. Picked up by score zone, too hard. And the rebound back to Moore. Caitlin Rogers getting ready to check in at the next opportunity for the Zebras. Cubanthal with it. 10-footer on the way, no good. Last touch by Jackson, and she comes away with the rebound. Quickly ahead to score zone. Nice outlet pass. Score zone up and good. Emma Hadashow with a great pass. Got it to Millie. And it's 37-31. Maple with the basketball. Kimmy Burkett looking at Coach Jennings going, I'm winded. I need a break. Waiting for a stop in the action, and Hadashow will tie it up. It'll be a turnover against McConaughey on Zebra basketball. Burkett comes out and Watson in. Score zone comes out. Rogers in. It'll be Zebra basketball.
Games have a little bit more pace. The turnovers have not slowed down the game like they did in the first half. And now Hadashow creating one with a held ball a moment ago.
Hadashow to the hole. No good. Rebound. Last touch by Moore. It'll stay with the Zebras. Yeah, definitely up and down the floor tonight for both teams. 5.5 to go here in the third, a 6-point lead, 37-31. Watson looking to inbound. Watson looking to get over the top to Jackson. Jackson catches, turns around, back up off the glass. No good, and a foul coming. And that will send Kennedy Jackson to the line to shoot two.
Jackson with the catch in the paint, and that right foot was on the floor. Switched to the left, went to the left shoulder, fouled on the shot attempt.
Two free throws for Kennedy Jackson. 5:28 to go here in the fourth. Free throw, the bullet, and it comes off the back of the iron too hard. It's still 37-31. As Wilson will come back in for McConaughey. Cubanthal will sail with four fouls.
First trip to the line tonight for Jackson. 50% on the season.
Jackson doesn't put much arch on her free throw shot. Throws it to the rim, and no good again. Wilson with a rebound. Wilson quickly ahead to Maple. Maple with the basketball. Maple trying to make something happen. Tipped out of the hands by Hadashow. Picked up by Thomas. To Hadashow. On the go. Hadashow to Rogers. Three in transition. Good. 40-31. Back to a 9-point Zebra lead.
Second three for Rogers on the night.
Quickly up is Moore. This is where you need a defensive stop. And Watson pushes from behind. Just when you are kind of getting a rhythm. You want to get a nice defensive stop here and put it over double digits. Then we get a foul, stop the action, and give McConaughey a chance to reset. Foul is on Watson. It's going to be her second, team second. Jackson out and Hughes back in. Merritt will inbound. Merritt for McConaughey for Wilson. Wilson will run the point at the top of the key. She'll just fire a three ball on the way. No good. Ball is still loose on the floor, and guess who comes away with it? Moore, but it's stripped, picked up by Hadashow. Hadashow to the hole, no good, and Moore is going to have another foul.
And an excited Rochester bench likes the hustle. Hadashow able to come up with the ball after Moore had ripped it out, but then it left her hands and took off down court, and that provided Hadashow a running start.
Hadashow back to the line. First one on the way, no good. This is where we talked in the pregame about these tight games that really can make a difference. And the Zebras right now getting a little tight at the line. They can't put this thing away.
1 of 5 in this period, now 2 of 6.
10-point lead, biggest lead of the night for the Lady Zebras, 41-31 with 4:40 to go here in the contest. Wilson in the backcourt against Watson. Loses it, picks it back up. Now to Cubanthal. Cubanthal from one side to the other, now down low. Shot comes up on the way by Stoll, and she's going to be fouled, and Stoll will get to go to the line to shoot two.
Tough foul. Not a bad job done by Thomas. She was sliding the body a bit, but hands stayed straight up. Still two free throws.
That's Thomas's third, team third. And stolen out of line shooting two. First one is good. Good-looking shot there by Stoll, the 5'8 sophomore. She'll have another one. 41-32. Second one on the way. Good again. And we got another timeout by McConaughey with 4:31 to go here in the fourth. Zebras lead it on the Innis True Value scoreboard, 41-33. Back with more Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, the Zebras own a 41-33 point lead here in the fourth quarter on the Indians True Value scoreboard. And Donnie, we thought there for a while the Zebras had something going, but unfortunately turnovers and maybe a little helter-skelter, missing free throws have really let McConaughey hang around.
It's mistakes on defense as well. For instance, McConaughey beats the pressure. They get down the sideline in the front court, and a few moments ago, Watson runs up the backside of the ball handler. Really actually had a good chance to maybe get a trap or at very least force the ball to be passed. And if you're Rochester, you could be patient defensively as well as offensively.
Coach Jennings called a timeout as Lexi Thomas struggles to get it in. We'll keep it here and tell you about Tidewater Tax Service, where everyone counts. Rochester Glass, locally owned and operated since 1956. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, a law firm built for your current and future legal needs. And Dreddy's Place, on the other side grill and Arlington Banquet Room. 4:31 to go here in the fourth. The Zebras had a little problem getting that ball in.
Don't want to give it away in the backcourt that quickly. It's an eight-point game. Obviously, there's still all sorts of time with 4:31 to go. And such a big game for Rochester. A chance to be 5-0 in the conference with the meat of the conference schedule still to come. But what do? You beat the teams you should beat. This is a game Rochester should win. They didn't last year.
Zebras have three timeouts left. McConaughey has one. As Thomas now will look to inbound again, this time she will get it into Watson. Watson almost loses it and picks it back up. She'll get it off to Hottischel. Hottischel need to make a forward progress, and there they do to Thomas. Now to Watson. Now down low to Hughes, and Hughes travels. Got that little baby hop there at the end trying to get her set up. As she's, instead of catching the ball, ready to go, she catches it and then wants to adjust, and she got caught that time again. And there's Hubenthal with the same thing.
Turnover number 19 for Rochester, 25 now for McConaughey.
Still 4 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the contest. He was up 41-33. Johnny McCourty, Randy Wynn, glad you joined us tonight. The guys are in action here at Rochester High School tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that coming up as that pass from Hottischel is stolen. Maple with the basketball. Maple, spin move, throws a shot up, no good, and a late whistle.
Don't like the call. Don't like the call at all. First and foremost, Maple is shaken up. She's lying face down where she hit the floor, but I don't like the call. Maple, a spin move between defenders. Really, there was not much contact. Maple hits the floor, and that's unfortunate, but I don't think there was a defensive foul call. But the trainer's going to come out and take a look as Maple is slowly rolling over on her side.
Hit her head. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can't give you some information. 41-33, Zebras on top. INFM Sports and RTC TV4.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helens. Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways, and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, as we're kind of at a break as they clean up the floor, as Lily Maple goes down hard. Looks like when they walk her off in front of us, as they were to walk off on her power, they're holding a towel up near her eye. Not sure if she cut her eye above her head, but she has been taken to the trainer's room, and they're going to clean up the floor a little bit. Unfortunately, Johnny, that leading player for the McConaughey Braves is in the training room, and now they'll bring in Courtney Stoll to shoot free throws for McConaughey.
Maple, the leading scorer, the leading ball handler, and likely her evening is done. You hope it's nothing beyond that, but with 4:07 to go, her chance of coming back, if there's a stitch or anything needed, is certainly not likely for this ball game. So now if you're McConaughey, you lose Maple, Cubenthal, your second guard, is playing with four personal fouls. You may have to think about using some fouls if we get another minute and a half or 2 minutes into this and you haven't gotten any closer. It really does limit what McConaughey can do at this point. And again, if you're Rochester, it's easier said than done. It always is. But now you take care of the basketball. You don't commit silly fouls. You move your feet. You don't reach on defense. And you're going to get a win here tonight. It may not be the prettiest thing you've ever done, but you will get a win in this game.
If you're McConaughey, do you pull back now off the press? Obviously, your best defender, too, as well, as she was causing problems up front. Do you pull back and try to just play the half-court game, or do you still go full bore?
I go full bore now, and the reason why is I don't think if I'm Terry West and McConaughey, I'm going to get a lot of made buckets in a half-court set. So I don't want to let Rochester come down, run their offense, and have everything turn into a half-court game at this point. If you're McConaughey, and you've heard us say it throughout the ball game, it's been kind of a messy situation with this game, a lot of turnovers. If you're McConaughey, you need that to be ramped up even further now, because you've got to find a way to get some easy runs to the basket to get yourself within a couple of possessions before we get under 2 minutes.
4:07 to go on the Energy Value scoreboard, and I've got the floor cleaned up now, and they'll bring both teams back on. And like I said, Courtney Stoll now into the contest to shoot for Maple. 41-33, Zebras on the top here, as Stoll now will have two shots. She's been perfect for the line tonight. Back for the season, she's perfect. As those two earlier were her first ones. We jinxed her. First one short up front of the iron.
Broadcaster's jinx.
Yes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it works for your own team. You really don't want that to happen. 41-33, Stoll's got a second one. That one runs out, and Hughes with the rebound. Hughes then is going to be fouled as Merritt, Alexandria Merritt, fighting her up way away from the other end. And now we'll walk to the other end to shoot free throws where the Zebras have struggled.
3 seconds go off the clock. 4:04 remains. This could be very long, 4:04.
You thought you were going to get out of here early. Free throw all the way. Good by Hughes, 42-33.
Emily Hughes is shooting free throws, though. It may quicken things up a bit. She's connected on all five so far tonight.
Hughes has her second one, and make it six now for Hughes. 10-point lead, Zebras, 43-33. Hubenthal with the basketball. Hubenthal brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Kadashev. Down in the corner to Wilson. Back to Hubenthal. Wilson, she'll fire the three ball on the way. No good. And a rebound. Ripped by Hughes. Hughes now gives off to Hadashell. Hadashell fouled in the backcourt by Wilson. And now Emma Hadashell will walk the other end and shoot one in the bonus. If the Zebras can hit on these free throws and extend this lead, then obviously I think McConnell's got to think twice about putting as much pressure on and fouling in the backcourt. But they're going to force the Zebras to make these free throws first. And Hadashell's free throw is short. Thomas with the rebound, stolen by Moore, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it'll go back to McConaughey. Monica Moore, really, here in the second half, has picked up her game.
Monica Moore is physical. She's stout. She, when she gets a hold of the ball, is going to be able to keep it. Nobody's going to take it away from her. But nearly gave up an offensive rebound that trip, as Thomas has been very active in front of the rim for the Zebras.
Tipped out of bounds by Rodgers. It'll be McConaughey basketball right in front of their own bench. Gets it into Wilson. Wilson tries to go down low. Two stole. Tipped by the Zebras. Picked up by Thomas. Out of Watson. 3:30 to go here in the fourth. Watson with the basketball. Watson against Wilson. Goes to the rack. Up and good. Callie Watson. Sent that one all the way to the hole. And made the left-handed layup. The Zebras up 12. Biggest lead of the night. And Hughes on the other end is going to be whistled for a foul that looked pretty clean block. But that's going to send Monica Moore to the line to shoot two.
That block from behind, I think maybe contact on the hip, not so much on the block itself. Moore gets a couple of free throws.
And the free throw is good. She's got a nice looking shot. This is Monica Moore. And coming in will be a Trax. And Stahl will come out.
Moore now 4 of 8 this season at the line.
Free throw on the way for Moore is hard off the back of the iron. Thomas goes and gets the rebound. Thomas, now to Watson, now back to Hadashell. And the good news is Lily Maple makes an appearance out of the trainer's room. She has ice on her head, and she's going to check back in.
Good look, Thomas, in a high post, dropping it down, and the layup there for Hughes.
47-34, as Hubenthal with the basketball. Lily Maple ready to check back in. Looks like she's got a butterfly bandage above. And Rodgers with the steal, and then a foul by Trax in the backcourt. We'll put Rodgers at the line, shooting one in the bonus. And Maple's in, and she'll replace Hubenthal.
McConaughey, if you have a 1-to-1 ratio, points to turnovers, which it nearly is tonight, you're just not going to win on the road. 34 points, 27 turnovers.
Rodgers for the free throw. Good. 48-34. Christina Hughes works miracles, they say, and Christina Hughes puts Lily Maple back on the floor. Good to see that. She went down hard. Free throw on the way by Rodgers. Good again. Maple with the basketball. Maple across the timeline. Maple to Wilson. And that intended for Trax. And Maple will have to pick it up in the backcourt. It'll be another turnover against the Braves.
Just a pass that seemed to split two different McConaughey players. I'm not sure they knew who it was for, and into the backcourt.
Hughes will inbound right at midcourt. Hughes goes over the top to Rodgers. Back to Hughes. And we'll wait on the guards and hand it off to Hadashell. 2.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now to Rodgers. Rodgers on the right wing. Down low to Hughes. Travels again.
That's an ongoing problem for Hughes. That jump, that hop before she puts it on the floor. She knows what she wants to do, but that ball doesn't go down before she goes up.
Wilson. Down low to Trax. Trax goes up against Thomas. Up no good. Rebound comes away to Watson. Watson then has it tipped by Moore and now stolen. Stolen by Moore. Moore with the basketball. She's going to be fouled and will be out of bounds underneath the McConaughey. Monica Moore causing havoc still for the Zebras as she has got hands that just keep on going and caused another turnover. And Hadashell out. Burkett will be in. Oh, Watson out. Burkett in.
Hottichel stays in, but she is playing with four, with 2:09 left.
Inbounds goes to Maple. Maple, three on the way, no good. Rogers with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hughes. Hughes holds, looks for Burkett. Good decision there by Hughes. Run that clock. It is in your favor right now. 49-34, zebras up. Burkett with a basketball. Burkett over the top to Rogers. Rogers back to Burkett. Her 12-footer on the way. Good. 51-34.
First field goal for Burkett. She has three in the fourth.
Tip is stolen by Burkett. Picked up by Thomas. And now Hottichel with the basketball. And Coach West getting ready to do a line change again. Hottichel falls down. Throws it out of bounds. Turnover zebras.
Hottichel, I think the right foot is what deceived her. It went out, and then for whatever reason, the left leg had no chance to buckle up and hold everything else, and kaboom, down she went.
So four in. Let's see who ended up staying. Looks like...
Stoll
stayed, okay. And now with the basketball. Let's see who is that. I don't even have her listed. 15, that could be the other Stoll, the freshman. And Mercedes Brown in and Bennett in, Batten in, as Rogers and Hottichel will sit down with a Bennett 17. And they're going to continue on. They got to play it. As the inbound is lost by Thomas, and now Jackson will come in. A little confusion as they tried to get Jackson in, and the official had already handed Hughes the basketball, and then she threw it to Thomas's feet, and she kicked it out of bounds. Another turnover on the Zebras.
Number 24, a number they're going to want to improve upon.
Conaquan with the basketball, stole, goes to the hole. Her shot up, blocked by Lexi Thomas, rebounded by Thomas. Now off to Burkett. Burkett with the basketball. About to get it across the timeline. She does with 60 seconds. Jackson has it. Jackson on the right wing. Back up top to Thomas. Thomas then will dribble back out and look for a guard, and Burkett will go and get it, but it's almost stolen, and it doesn't now. But it's thrown in the backcourt. Thomas picks it back up. Mercedes Brown with it. Brown with the basketball to Jackson. As the Zebras trying to just run some clock here and not taking very good care of the basketball. Jackson finally gets fouled and should go to the line for free throws. That foul was on 25. That is Lauren Merritt, her second, team 10. So now Jackson at the line shooting two. Kennedy Jackson back in the line. He was with a 51-34 lead. Free throw that time good by Jackson. Score zone in. Thomas sits down. Zebras are going to end up pulling away by 20, but this game was not that far. Just still midway through the fourth here. Second one good by Jackson as well. 35 seconds remain. Stoll with the basketball to her sister Stoll. Now down low to Merritt. Lauren Merritt's shot is blocked, and a foul coming to buy Millie's for zone, and Lauren Merritt will go to the line to shoot two.
Score zone took a swipe at that second shot attempt, but got a piece of the shooter on the follow through.
So the 6-2 freshman at the line to shoot two. Her first free throw on the way, no good. So I have one more with 27.8 seconds to go on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebras up 53-34. Lauren Merritt, second one all the way. No good again. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson, then we'll bring it across the timeline. Jackson against Lauren Merritt. Now off to Mercedes Brown. Brown on the right wing. 15 seconds to go. It's stolen by Trax. Trax layup up good. 53-36 with 6 seconds to go. They get it into Burkett. McConaughey playing to the buzzer, that is for sure. Burkett with the basketball, crosses the timeline, and that'll do it. Your final here tonight in TRC action. The Zebras move to 5-0, defeating McConaughey 53-36 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. When we come back, it'll be the postgame, being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Back with more after this. And the Zebras win it tonight, 53-36. Back with more Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Be sure to stop into Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Coffin, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School. Again, the final tonight, the Zebras win it 53-36. Time now for the postgame show, being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Joined now by Lady Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. And coach, the first three and a half quarters were pretty helter-skelter and, I would say, questionable for the Lady Zebras and the McConaughey Braves. Neither team really could get in a groove and take advantage of the other's mistakes.
No, we just had multiple turnovers on both sides and kind of chaotic pressing defenses a little bit, and nobody could really, I mean, early on we got into our offense pretty good and got a little bit of a lead, and then second quarter when they scored and they could set up their press, then we had troubles. And you know, the last thing I said when we came out of the locker room, if they don't score, they can't press. So the first quarter, that's about what we had. Then second quarter, their press really turned it up and got them back in it, and it was a ball game. You know, it's a shame that the Maple girl got hurt there, because it would have been fun going down the stretch. But as soon as she left the floor, you know, it made a big difference for us.
You know, I think, too, the big difference was energy. I think we finally saw the bench coming alive there in that third quarter, and really Cammie Burkett coming in with her energy that she has, and she'll join us here momentarily. But really, I think that energy there in that second half is what helped propel you.
Yeah, Cammie is our energy person. You know, she sets the tone for us a lot defensively. She's fast off the dribble. You know, she can hit an open three, but she is our energy person that really sets the tone on defense for us. I think another big thing there is that, you know, late third quarter is the Millie Score Zone came in and just made buckets.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've said this before, that's her nickname, is Millie Makes Buckets. And when she gets her hands on it, gets her feet set, they're going in a hole.
Well, and, you know, she always is, if you leave the ball up, Millie will go get it. You know, unfortunately, if you make a bad pass and throw it at her feet or her knees, she's not as effective. But I think the guards figured that out tonight, and there was a lot of open lobs, and Millie went and got it and just laid it up.
Yeah, and usually she's pretty good with a bounce pass, too, as long as nobody's going to catch it if it's in her feet. And sometimes we see feet and we throw at feet. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And you know, Kennedy did okay coming off the bench. I thought Kim Batten gave us some good minutes coming off the bench again tonight. And, you know, it's we have multiple players. We have a lot. And part of the game is we're searching to see who's hot tonight.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can find them and get them on the floor.
Well, the one time Kennedy Jackson came in, I think the most opportune time was when you were having a little problems getting the ball up the court. The guards were kind of passing back and forth instead of moving it down the court. Kennedy Jackson gets it, and she just goes.
Yeah.
And that's what Kennedy does.
And Kennedy kind of plows her own road. So, you know, I don't think – I know I don't want to step in front of her. I don't think anybody else wants to either. And that's kind of her job.
I would really like to see her get the ball more in the half court and see she can really, really penetrate that lane and make some good passes out of that. And we'll just keep seeing more of that as she grows as a player.
We'll let Cammy Burgess slide in here. Cammy, your energy tonight really sparked Lady Zebras. As your defense is what Coach Jennings always says. When he needs somebody to stay on somebody, he brings you in, and you did that tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I really try to work on my defense more than my offense because I get frustrated on offense. But as far as the defense, I can kind of control my speed better, and that helps a lot.
Tonight you also were shooting the free throws pretty well. As the Lady Zebras helped that propel that lead up where you could feel more comfortable and relax a little bit.
Yeah, usually I have trouble with my free throws. It's usually one for two. Yeah. And I think that's the same as tonight. But I hit the second one, and usually...
Yeah, that's usually the good one?
No, it's usually the opposite.
The opposite way. Tonight, the Lady Zebras really, in that first three quarters, struggled to maybe make that next jump, to take that next level and really add to those points. What, in that third quarter, took you over the hump? What was able to get that where you finally were able to break that 10-point lead point?
I think what was so frustrating for everybody was they had a really good defense with the press. And I asked Coach Jennings if I could just run past them and not get yelled at, and he said yes. And so that's what I did, and I think it helped a lot. And the post could do more, and it just helped everybody start the offense.
Cammy, it's almost Christmas time, and as you come back, you're going to have two tournaments to play, and you're going to have five games within a week point. And this is game 11. You're going to have almost a third of your season coming up here right after Christmas. How do you make sure that you and your teammates now with this Christmas break stay conditioned and stay focused, ready to go for those two tournaments?
I think it's all – we are more of a positive team when we want to be positive. When we all put our minds together and say we're going to be positive, we will go out and win. But, you know, if we all have positive mindsets, we'll go out and win. But if there's that one person that's, you know, I want to go home, I'm tired, that really sets us back, and we all have to recover from that. And I think as long as we keep positive mindsets, and this win really helped us set a good pace for next week.
Cammy, go enjoy it. Congratulations. Big win for you and the club. We'll let Coach Jennings continue on, but congratulations. Good win.
Thank you.
Cammy Burkett of the Rochester Lady Zebras. Coach Jennings joins us back. Coach, I'm going to ask you the same thing. How do you make sure these girls are ready to go? It's Christmas time. They're going to be around family. We've had a COVID deal with earlier. Now you're getting ready to go to the tournament. How do you make sure that they stay focused and ready to go and ready to play basketball?
Well, I think what I'm going to tell them here in the locker room is just relax now at this point. You know, we've seen a couple of presses. We now know it's going to come. Tomorrow we'll have just kind of a walk-through practice a little bit, and then we're going to try to have our team Christmas party just here at the school in the locker room and celebrate a little bit. It is the Christmas season, and they've been through a tough first half of the season here. Let's get them to relax a little bit. So we'll take then Christmas Eve and Christmas off. We'll come back on Saturday, and we'll go pretty hard on Saturday. And then again, practice Monday morning. And then we're off to Twin Lakes on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, you know, we got a tough turnaround here again. But I think if we just relax and regroup, I think things will go a lot better.
7-4, 5-0 in the TRC heading into that Christmas break. Again, we talked in the pregame. This is McConaughey's first game. You still have some of your tougher competition in the TRC to go. How do you stay now ready for that as you get to your Whitcos, your Valleys, your Northfields?
Yeah, I mean, our competition really ramps up. So we got to keep ramping up our game. And as we go over this Christmas break here and we have to play teams like Kankakee Valley and maybe a Twin Lakes team or even a Pioneer team down the road, we got to play Warsaw first game over there. Our competition is going to help get us ready for those harder TRC games. And if we can just come out and stay positive and find the good things that we're doing and keep focusing on those, I think we're going to be just fine down that stretch.
Coach, as you got into what was kind of a hectic ball game tonight, I was even talking about patience, though, defensively. For instance, Watson, I believe, had a foul where she was pursuing the ball handler up the right sideline. And you could tell as the lead had started to balloon, maybe there was a little bit of anxiety thinking we can get another turnover. The ball handler doesn't know I'm coming. How hard is it to teach patience on both ends of the floor?
Well, it's very difficult, especially on the defensive end, because a couple of games ago against North Miami, we wanted to be in our trapping zone defense and make them kind of handle the ball. Today, we thought McConaughey would have trouble shooting the three. And so we wanted to try to stay back in and be patient a little bit and not trap so much. But when you get a close ball game, then you got to turn up the traps and things a little bit. And I think that scenario was just one where we kind of lost our communication at what for defense we were actually in. I think she might have thought maybe we're in more of a trapping defense at that point. So, you know, as we communicate better on defense and grow as a team right there, you know, we have a lot of size on the inside, and it really bothers a lot of teams. And so we're really kind of working on getting our guards even back in and just seeing if we can get some misses on our home floor from the three-point land by McConaughey and beat them on the boards.
It's not in the box score, but it's a fun thing for me to watch. When I see score zone, catch, two hands, and the ball never comes below her eyebrows, that's fun to watch.
Yeah, we got some post players that need to learn from that out there, too. And I got a feeling if Millie plays more like she's going to, the others will soon learn. So, things like that, those positive things that we do on the floor, we got to point those out, and others got to learn. Now we got a lot more positives going on.
In the final, 53-36, it was moved 7-4, 5-0 in the TRC. Coach, I want to wish you and the club Merry Christmas, as we will not talk to you on Saturday. We're taking Saturday off for Coach's Corner, so our next communication with you will be Tuesday at Twin Lakes.
All right, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Thank you, Coach. Have a good one. Brian Jennings of the Rochester Lady Zebras again, 53-36. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. We come back, Johnny, and we'll wrap things up for the night on the stats. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM, 92.1 WRY and RTC TV4.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School as we are in the Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins post-game show. Again, the final on the Injured True Value scoreboard, 53-36. Johnny, you've got the final numbers.
Rochester with three players in double figures tonight, led by Millie Scorzone with an even dozen. Caitlin Rogers also with 12, including a pair of threes, and 11 from Emily Hughes. Also in the Zebra scoring column, 8 points provided by Lexi Thomas, 4 points from Kennedy Jackson, 3 by Cammy Burkett coming in that fourth period, and a bucket for 2 for Kelly Watson, and a free throw for Emma Houdeshell, rounding out the scoring. Rochester, 16 of 26 at the free throw line in this game. For McConaughey, one player in double figures, and that was Lily Maple. She ended up just under her scoring average, a little better than 15 this year. She had 14 in this game tonight. 8 points from Brianna Hubethal, 7 on a very good second half, all coming after halftime for Monica Moore. 3 points on a three-point field goal by Madison Wilson, and 2 apiece by Courtney Stoll and Delaney Truax. Just 5 of 14 free throw shooting by McConaughey in this ball game tonight. Second half shooting looks like this for Rochester, 10 of 22 from the field. You'll take that just any night. 1 of 6 from three-point range. Overall, Rochester, 16 of 45 for 36%. For McConaughey, they shoot 7 of 15 from two-point range, 2 of 9 from 3 in the second half, and 14 of 52 overall for just 26%. Rebounds, almost a wash. Rochester wins that category, 34-30. And turnovers were kind of a wash, too, though I'm sure neither coach will let anybody forget about them. Rochester with 25. McConaughey had 30 miscues in this game.
Again, the final here tonight at Rochester High School. The Zebras moved to 7-4, 5-0 in the TRC. McConaughey finals to 3-4, 0-1 in the Three Rivers Conference. Johnny, it's been great. I'm glad you could come up and enjoy us tonight. I'm an ugly basketball game for you, but, hey, thanks for coming up and filling in.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, you too. Have a good one. Good luck down south.
I can only hope. There's a lot of shopping left to be done.
A lot of basketball, hopefully, as well. Thanks for joining us here tonight. For Johnny McCory, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you Tuesday or tomorrow night. The guys are in action, so I hope you'll join us tomorrow night. Right back here at Rochester High School, the boys back in action with North Miami in a TRC matchup. For Johnny McCory, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. See ya.
Rochester Basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester Basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service.